The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, the Amen.
Amen. For the goof, for a talker about the war. The Kenya Rasul Ramadan, we begin today's daf. Oh, today's daf is being celebrated. Fu'a Shelema, then we are Natan ben Shelomit. El Narefana lo, El Narefana lo, El Narefana lo, Zechuta Tzidikim, again Bahado. For a talker about the Kenya Rasul Ramadan, Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Bet Amud Rishon, and we are starting from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Tanya Idach. We have a Baraita. Now we are in the sugalvia of learning the pasuk of Baal Hashor Naki. Let's get the context again. The Torah is talking about a case. We have a short tam. It gored a person and killed him. What do you do to the animal? You kill the animal. That's for sure. Is there kofir? No. Is there hatzi kofir? No. But now the Gemara is going to be doresh something else from the words Baal Hashor Naki. So far we have two derashot. One derasha, Baal Hashor Naki, was what? That the owner of the shor is cleaned out, meaning he cannot benefit nothing from this animal, even the hide. Another derasha, Baal Hashor is Naki, meaning he's off the hook, he does not have to pay half kofir. Now we're going to see another derasha of what Baal Hashor Naki is coming to teach us. Tanya Idag, we have another braita. Baal Hashor Naki Rabbi Yosef Gilei Omer Naki Medeme Valdut. New case, which means let's say the animal gored a lady. Okay? And what happened? She was pregnant. And the babies came out and she had a miscarriage as a result. So when the animal does that, Baal Hashor Naki, the owner of the animal, does not have to pay for the miscarried babies. Whereas in the case of a human being, Torah says two people are fighting, right? And all of a sudden the guy moves out of the way and he hits the lady and she has a miscarriage. So the Torah clearly says that the guy that laid the punch, he has to pay for the kids. The Torah's hadush over is when a shor does the same thing, that gores a pregnant lady and she gives birth to a stillborn or a miscarried, Baal Hashor Naki, the owner does not have to pay for the babies. That's what the hadush of Rabbi Yosef is on Baal Hashor Naki. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, what do you need that for, Rabbi? Harehu omer ki yinatsu anashim. The Torah clearly says, when two men are going to be fighting, and one guy hits the lady, then he has to pay. Correct? There the Torah clearly says, anosh ya'anesh. Anashim velo shivarim. Clearly, only when men are fighting and not when oxen are fighting. So therefore, you don't need the pasuk Baal Hashor Naki. I could already learn it from a diyuk. Ki yinatsu anashim velo shivarim. Your derasha is superfluous. Gemara says, Shapir kamar Rabbi Akiva. Hey, you know something? Rabbi Akiva said good. That is a good claim that he said against Rabbi Yosef. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ula bered Rav Idi. It's tarich. You need both pasuk. I need ki yinatsu anashim, and I need the pasuk of Baal Hashor Naki. Because if I only had the pasuk of ki yinatsu anashim, I would not know the law. That what? That if an animal gores, he doesn't have to pay for the children. Why? Anashim velo shivarim hadomim the anashim. Yeah, I would say yeah. Anashim have to pay. But not oxes that are similar to people. What in the world does that mean? Animals that are similar to people. Ma anashim mu'adim. Isn't a human being a mu'ad? Don't we have a rule that says Adam mu'ad le'olam? A man is always responsible. There's no such thing as hasid. You damage even the first time, you're responsible. Af shivarim mu'adim. So to the Torah is coming to tell me, a shor that's a mu'ad, who's similar to an anashim, will not have to pay for the children. Hatam mehayiv. But I would have thought that maybe a tam has to pay. Meaning, learn the derasha like this. Ki yinatsu anashim. Oh, only anashim, when they fight and hit the lady, they have to pay for the children. But an ox that's like an anashim will not. Meaning an ox that is a mu'ad. Implying what? That a tam that gores a lady will have to pay. Oh, Ketav Rachman Ba'al Ashur Naki de Patur. And that's why the Pasuk comes and tells me that Ba'al Ashur Naki, that even a tam does not pay. And the Gemara says this makes no sense. Because if you tell you mu'ad doesn't have to pay, certainly a tam doesn't have to pay. And the Gemara says it in an interesting way. Amarava Yetziva Be'ara V'giyura B'shmeshmaya. Which means the citizen is on the earth, and the stranger is in the Shamayim. Meaning you're making the stranger higher than the citizen, which means you're making the tam more stricter than the mu'ad. Meaning you want to tell me that what? The pasuk is coming from me, a mu'ad does not have to pay the bevel adon. Oh, but I would say a tam does. That's why Ba'al Ashur Naki comes and tells me tam doesn't either. What are you talking about? You made from the stranger, you put him higher than the citizen. Yetziva b'ara v'giyura b'shmeshmaya. That means it's reversed. It's reversed logic. If a mu'ad doesn't have to pay for the villa, though, certainly a tam does not. So that cannot be the understanding. So we're back to the question. Always get the question in this sugya. The question is one question. You, Rabbi Yosef Gilili, are telling me, Ba'al Hashor Naki, which teaches me what? There's no deme viladot. What do you need that for? I know that from a diyuk, ki yinatsu anashim, anashim b'lo shevarim. That's the only question we're trying to answer. Why did you need your Ba'al Ashur Naki? I could have learned it from a diyuk from ki yinatsu anashim. So the Gemara tries again. Ela marava it's tarikh. How you need it? Sakat adakamina anashim v'lo shevarim adumim anashim. I would think, yeah, again, anashim, and not oxes that are similar to people. That what? Ma anashim mu'adim, af shevarim mu'adim, ve'kal v'chomer letamin. Which I would say that what? Vadai mu'ad, because similar to Adam, and kol sheken tam, de patre, that what are going to be patur. Hadar ketiv rachamana ba'al ashur naki. To teach me what? Tam patur umu'ad chayav. Which means the case of Ba'al Ashur Naki, that story was talking about a tam animal. So therefore the pasuk is learned like this. When it says, ki yinatsu anashim. Oh, what type of anashim are going to be chayav and demi viladut? Regular anashim. And to the exclusion of shivarim that are similar to anashim. That's a shor mu'ad. Because she can assure, tam is going to be patur from demi viladut. Ah, you know what the second pasuk comes and tells me? Ba'al Ashur Naki. Only the tam is going to be patur, but the mu'ad is going to be hayab. Oh, that's a big hadush. He changed the whole world on us now. Now you're coming and tell me that only a tam is patur on baldut, but of mu'ad, hayab. They don't like it. Amar le'abaye ela me'ata. I got your dirasha. But according to what you're saying, gabe boshet, by boshet, what's boshet mean? Again, two people are fighting, one guy embarrasses the other, same story, whatever it is. So we learn that you have to pay boshet. You have to pay embarrassment. Only a human pays when he embarrasses, but if an animal embarrasses, you don't pay. Now, it's a similar words in the pasuk by boshet, anashim. So why don't you say the same derasha, like this. Anashim velo shevarim adumim anashim. By boshet also says anashim. So I'll say, only anashim pay boshet, and not oxes that are similar to anashim. And what? מה אנשים מועדים? אף שהאיברים מועדים וכבחום לתמים דפתירה, הדר כתיב רחמנה. And then when the Torah comes along and says, בעל השון נקי, תם פתור, מועד חייף. Say the same exact that Hashem by Boshet. And what's going to come out according to this? That a shor mu'ad is chayav Boshet. Now, the Gemara at this point is assuming that doesn't, we know that's not so. Since when does an animal ever pay Boshet? But the Gemara is going to entertain it. The Gemara says, you know what? We'll give it to you. V'chitem ha'achen ha'meh. And if you want me to grant it to you and tell me, you know what? I'll concede. Just so everything could work out, I'll concede. And I'll tell you, you know what? Just like you tell me a mu'ad is going to pay for viladot, I'll tell you a mu'ad also, the owner has to pay boshet. Doesn't work out, but you know why? Iyache litne ba'al ashon naki Rabbi Yosei Gili omer patur medeme valdut umi boshet. When Rabbi Yosei Gili made his statement, that's the rabbi that was Doresh Ba'al Ashon Naki, he should have said two things in his statement. He should have said, Ba'al Ashon Naki, patur from paying for the children, and patur from boshet. From the fact that he didn't say boshet, obviously it's not the same. And therefore, according to the way you gave the derasha, it should be the same meaning. You want to tell me, Ba'al Ashon Naki means only when he's a tam. But when he's a mu'ad, you pay for the viladot. Oh, if that's the way you're learning, boshet should fit the same formula. Oh, Ba'al Ashon Naki. Only when he's a tam, there's no boshet. But mu'ad, there is boshet. And if that's true, he should have said it. He should have said, Ba'al Ashon Naki, patur medeme vadut umi boshet. So the fact that he didn't say umi boshet, must be he's not learning that formula. Therefore, you got to go back to the drawing board again. Same question. What's the question? Rabbi Yosef, you told me a beautiful chadush. Ba'al Ashon Naki, that when the shor damages the pregnant lady and that babies come out, what's the deen? You don't pay for the babies. What do you need that for? It says, Anashim. Anashim velo. Shevarim. I don't need your derasha. Elama bayever abadam itarvayu. I'll give you another way of learning it. Anashim. En ason be'isha ye'anshu. Oh. What's the case? The Torah says, by the way, by the case of a man, two men that are fighting and they hit the lady. So the pasuk says, ve'lo yehiye ason. That means the only time they have to pay for the children is if the lady doesn't die. There's no accident, there's no ason, there's no catastrophe. But what happens, let's speak it out ourselves, if the lady would die, then already the law is, they killed somebody, the guy killed somebody. Kim le bederabamine. Then we give the killer the stricter punishment and he does not have to pay. So by a human being, davka lo ye ason. Davka, where nobody died, then you have to pay for the veladot. However, yesh ason be'isha, but if there is an ason by the lady, lo ye'anshu. Good, that's by the man. Ve'lo shevarim. But oxes are different. Davagav de yesh ason, that even though there is an ason, even if the ox kills the lady, what? Ye'anshu. So this version of the Gemara is saying a big hadush as well. This Gemara wants to say, the difference between whether the lady died or not, that's only by anashim. But I would say by oxen, even if the ox killed the lady, the owner still has to pay for the viladot. Hadar ketiv rachamara ba'al ashon naki bepatur. That in the case where they killed the lady, in the karameh they'll be patur. Understand what we're learning now? Which means, you know what the B.S.'s Hiddush was? In a case where the lady died by a man? Oh, by a man, well, no, you don't pay. You kill the guy. But by an animal, I would have thought, what? Doesn't matter, even if you kill her, you're going to have to pay the Mevladut. Kama shmalan ubal ashon naki. That in a case where you killed her, in the Kharami, you do not have to pay the Mevladut. Good? Yes? That's the Gemara's assumption now. Good. Matkif le Rav Ada bar Ahava. Gemara says, wait. No good. Atu be'ason talya milta. Which means you're making the whole thing by the shore. Right? If the lady died, or if the lady didn't die, right? You want to make a chinuk, if you're going to have to pay for the viladot, Bekavana talya milta,
which means the whole thing over here by damaging or by killing, it doesn't matter whether she dying of the lady is not the key. Intention is the key. What do I mean to say? Look at Rashi.
Atu be'ason. Let's Rashi in the back. Atu be'ason talya milta. It's not whether she died. That's not the key. Bekavana talya milta. Let's read this together. Ve'afilu yesh ason be'isha. Even if, let's say, the lady dies, ya'anshu. There's a case where the lady can die and the guy's still going to have to pay for the veladot. For example, let's pick it out ourselves. Let's say the guy who killed this lady was mitkaven for somebody else. He was trying to throw a punch at his friend. What happened? The guy ducked and he ended up killing. In that case over there, even though she died, you pay. Because bottom line, or this shita's holding, you don't kill a person for somebody that he killed unintentionally. So therefore, it's not dependent if she died or not. Because I can give you a case where the lady died and you're still paying. And what's the case? The story. That what? You were mitkaven to throw a punch at A, and the guy dug, ended up hitting the lady. Lord kavanti bishvila. And then for that case over there, I would have to pay. I would have to pay because I'm not going to die for the death. So look at that sheet. By the way, even if the lady died, Yanshu, in mitkaven the havero, the sfira little rabada, because this opinion is holding like Rabbi Shimon that holds what. The Amar Mishka Sanhedrin, by the way, says that mitkaven arog et ze, ve'arag et ze patur memita. There's a big machloket in Masechet Sanhedrin. What's an interesting machloket? What would you say? I'm mitkaven laharog ze, ve'arag ze. One opinion says yachayav mita. You know why? Because you were nitkaven laharog. I don't care that you killed the wrong guy. Intention to kill, general. Rabbi Shimon says, no. To be hayav mita, it's got to be nitkaven laharog etzeh veharag etzeh. But if you nitkaven for A, to kill him, and you ended up killing B, you're patur from mita. So this shita is going like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore the Gemara says, okay, I'm just reading further in that she. Look at four lines at the bottom of that she. V'chevan de'anashim, ahechad yesh asonam yanshu, which comes out like this, by two men fighting. We have a case, even if the lady dies, you pay. Right? Even if the lady dies, you pay. Ashtakar dam'it shevarim, ben yesh ason, ben she'en ason. Which means it comes out that what? If you have a case by two men that are fighting, that they pay whether there is an ason or whether there isn't an ason. Comes out now, true or not, when two men are fighting, even if the lady dies, they have to pay. So it says, anashim, velo shevarim, mashma what? That by shevarim it doesn't matter whether they kill or not, they will not have to pay for the veladot. So what do you need Baal HaShon Naki for? I repeat this last statement one more time. The Gemara is trying to say, Rabbi Yosef Gili, you told me Baal HaShon Naki, that what? You don't pay for the veladot. But what's the guy? It says Anashim. Anashim velo shevarim. No, I would have thought that what? That Anashim, they don't pay when they only pay when they didn't die. But if the lady died, they don't pay. But by shevarim, they pay always whether the animal does or not. That's what Baal HaShon Naki comes, doesn't mean no. It's not so. Because even by human beings, they pay ben ason, ben lo ason. Because it doesn't matter ason, not ason. It depends on kavana. So if you tell me that the man always pays, so then what is shevarim telling me? That the shevarim never pay. Good, so what do I need Baal HaShon Naki for? So back to the drawing board. So the Gemara finishes with this and says, Ela, final answer. Anashim, ki nitkavenu ze laze, by two men. They're fighting. They nitkaven to kill each other. Yeah? Afagav sheyesh ason beisha, even though there's an ason by the lady, even though she dies, ye'anshu, because the law is nitkaven for this one and you killed that one, you're patu from mita, you have to pay. However, kinit kavenu leisha atzma, but if they were mechaven to kill the lady, lo yanshu, that's the law of men. Velo shivarim, but by axes, the afilu nitkavenu leisha atzma, yanshu, which is a big hadush. The hadush, this version is what? That by human beings, if you were mechaven to kill the lady, patur. That's anashim. Velo shivarim, that what? That if the shivarim were mitkaven to kill the lady, still you have to pay. Ketev rahmana ba'alashor nakid patiri. And that's why the pasuk of ba'alashor comes and tells me, patur. So the final version of the Rabbi Yossi Gili is, that what? That ashor, that intentionally went and gored a lady, and there was veladot, you would have thought, pay. Because I would say, only by a man, an ashim, in such a case, you don't pay, because you're going to kill the guy. But maybe an ox, in such a case, would pay. Kamashmalan, ba'alashon naki, you don't pay. Vechen, vechen, ki ata rab hagi midroma. When the Haggai came from the south, where's the south? Right, so south of Israel. And he came to Babel from the south of Israel. Atava aiti matnita biyade. He brought a braita kevated Rav Adaba Rahava. That said what? That the Baal Ashor is naki. In which case? In the case where the animal intended to kill the lady, whereby human being, vadai, it's patur. But you would have thought by an animal, hayat, kamashwan balashon naki, to say no. So therefore, Ramadabar Abaz, derech, is supported from a braita. The Gemara continues in giving its derashot on the pasuk, ba'alashor naki. Can you eat that? We have another braita. Ba'alashon naki. What does it mean, Rabbi Akiva Omer? Naki midame ayved. Which means, if we learned in the Mishnah, that according to the Mishnah, if a shor goes and gores an ayved, kenani, and he kills it, so the owner has to pay shiloshim sila'im. He has to pay 30 sila'im to the owner. That's a knas that the Torah put on a shor that kills an ayved. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Baal Ashor Naki, he's clean. That in the event that a shor kills an Eved Kana'ani, he indeed is patur. He does not have to pay Deme Eved. He does not have to pay the 30 shekalim that normally a shor Mu'ad would have to pay if he killed the Eved. Okay. Comes Gemara and says, V'nema Rabbi Akiva de Nafshe. Now, Rabbi Akiva, you remember you yourself, on the last daf, you had claims against something Rabbi Eliezer said. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer came along and said, Baal Ashor Naki, that if a tam go kills a person, the hadush of Baal Ashor Naki is he doesn't have to pay Hatzi Kofir. Normally if a Mu'ad kills, so Mu'ad has to pay Kofir, the owner has to pay Kofir. Baal Ashor Naki, there's no Hatzi Kofir. So Rabbi Akiva, if you remember, had a claim against Rabbi Eliezer. I said, Hatzi Kofir, from where are they going to take the Hatzi Kofir? The animal is stoned to death. Let the owner say, go take the animal. Where's the animal? The animal's not here. The animal's dead. Because we're not going to make Hatzi Kofir better than Hatzi Nezik. That's where you're going to learn this from. It's like Hatzi Nezik. Where does Hatzi Nezik get paid from? From the animal. But where there is no animal, there's no Havamina to think that you'd pay Hatzi Kofir, because it's paid from the animal itself. Let the owner say, go bring me the animal and I'll pay you. And here the animal's getting stoned. So let the Rabbi Akiva talk to himself now. The same claim that he claimed against Rabbi Eliezer, let him claim it against himself. You just said, Rabbi Akiva, that what? Baal Ashor Naki. That what? You're not going to pay the Shiloshim Shekalim of an Eved. Right? What do you mean? Let him come along and say, it's not going to be, since the pasuk that we're talking about, Baal Ashor Naki is talking about a short tam, so therefore it's going to have the same guidelines. A short tam pays from the short itself. Therefore, let the Rabbi Akiva tell himself, Why would I even have Ava Amina that he's going to pay the 30? Where's he going to pay the 30 from? Let the owner of the shor say. Where's the shor? The shor gets killed. I mean, if a shor kills an Eved, you kill the shor as well. So the same claim that you told to be the Ezed, where are you going to get paid for? Why would I have Ava Amina at this Pehatsi Kofet? Ask the same question on yourself. Where are you going to get paid from? The animal's getting killed. So why would I think you have to pay Shloshim Shekalim? There's no more animal over here. So that's the Gemara is. V'nema Rabbi Akiva Nefsheh. Rabbi Ashi, Rabbi Rashi in top line. Kidak Shilil Rabbi Eizel Eir. Like he asked the court Rabbi Eizel above. And again, then the Gemara speaks it out. V'halo atzmo en mishtalim ela migufo. If the animal gored, it only pays megufo. So let the owner say, "Havi'eu lebetin v'yishalem lecha." Bring me the animal, and I'll pay you. And since the animal's getting stoned, so therefore, what's the half? I mean, it's said that you're going to pay shiloshim shekalim. The animal's getting killed. It's not going to be worse than paying megufo. So comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, keshekadam be'alav v'shachato." Oh, you're right. In a regular case, well, you stone the animal, you don't need Baal Lashon Neki. It's Pashut, the owner doesn't have to pay Shiloshim Shekalim. We're talking about a specific case over here where before the Gemardin, before the animal was actually judged, the owner came along, took the animal, and he slaughtered it. Oh, so now, before Gemardin, the animal has value. Remember we learned on yesterday's daf as well, that after Gemardin, even if you slaughter the animal, the animal's asur b'hana'ah. You can't eat it, you can't have hana'ah from it, you can't even have hana'ah from the hide of it. But let's say a guy took the animal that killed somebody, and he took it before Gemardin. Before Gemardin is still mutar b'hana'ah. And you slaughtered it, it's still mutar b'hana'ah. Also, in such a case, the animal has value still. So therefore, I would have thought, since the animal has value, and you pay megufo, so maybe you'd pay Shiloshim Shekalim for the Eved, which is Bishlama, when the animal got stoned, the animal has no value. The animal's worthless. It's a Subana. So there's no Hava minute to make the guy pay 30 Shekalim. Let the guy say, bring the animal here. What's the animal worth? The animal's getting stoned. I don't have to pay anything. Mashiach, if he slaughtered it, Bishakadam, if he came, he preempted him, he slaughtered the animal before Gemardin, where the animal has a value. Now you would have thought that, what? Let him pay the Shoshim Shekalim, and that Rabbi Akiva comes with a pasuk that says Baal Ashor, Naki top line in Ashi, Keshekadam Baalav Veshachato Kodim Shenigmar Dino. Before Gemardin, it's Tarich Lekra Lemifter. So Gemara says, Maude Tema Lishtalim Mine. I would have thought that you pay from the animal itself, because the animal has a value at this point. So if I would have thought, pay me Gufo, if the animal's worth money, so if we can go say, okay, give me the 30 Shekalim for the Eved, Kamash Malan. Ho'il ubar katalahu, since bottom line, this animal had to be put to death, which means, you're right, you went and slaughtered it before, you shouldn't have slaughtered it, but you slaughtered it before Gemardin. Since it's a bar katala, meaning it's an animal that's ra'ui to be killed because it killed somebody, afagav de shachteh, even though you slaughtered it early, lo lishtalem mineh. Good. So if we would ask ourselves, what's the time to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, in a case where a guy has an animal, the animal killed an Ivan. Torah comes along and says, Baal Ashor Naki, the owner does not have to pay 30 shekalim to the owner of the Eved. Oh, of course not. Where's he going to pay it from? You pay it from the shor. And the shor is getting stoned. So let the owner say, Pasut, what do I have to pay you from? What do I need a pasut for that? No, in a case where the owner took the animal and he slaughtered it before, or Gemardin, where the animal has a value, so you would have thought, now he has to pay Shoshim Shekalim, because the Gufo Shel Basar has a Shovi, Kamash Walan, even in such a case you do not have to pay. Rabbi Akiva. So already, you entertained a situation that an animal that was supposed to get stoned, you figured out a case that it still has value. In a case where you slaughtered it before Gemardin. So Rabbi Akiva, you had a good imagination. You knew how to figure out a case that even though an animal's getting stoned, there could be a case where the animal still has a shovi. In a case where the owner slaughtered it before Gemardin. Ihacheh, l'rabbi Eliezer nameh, keshekadam b'shachato. Which means, what were you giving Rabbi Eliezer such a hard time on the last daf? Rabbi Eliezer came along and said, oh, Baal Ashor Naki, that if the animal, tam, kills somebody, you don't pay Hatsi Kofir. Right? You don't pay Hatsi Kofir. Kofir is the value of the kapara that you have to pay, let's say, right? So we know if a mu'ad kills somebody, you pay full Kofir. So the hadush of Rabbi Eliezer was, oh, if a tam kills a guy, no Hatsi Kofir. How do I know that? Bala Sunaki. Came to Rabbi Akiva and lashed at Rabbi Eliezer. What are you talking about? Why would I think you pay Hatzi Kofir? Where do you pay the Kofir from? From the animal. The animal's getting killed. There's no value to the animal. Let the owner say, bring me the animal and I'll pay you. This is getting killed. What's the Avamina? What do you mean, Rabbi Akiva? You yourself gave a situation. Why don't you answer for the B, the Isaac? Oh, in the case where he took the animal, the owner, and slaughtered it before Gevardin, where the animal has a value. That's when you need the Hattush of Baal HaShunaki to teach me that you don't pay Hatzi Kofir. For the same reason that you said in your own case, by the Shloshim Shekalim of the Eved, you could have given that same scenario for Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says, Hachin Amir. Yeah, you're right. You could have given that answer for Rabbi Eliezer. V'savar dilma it le'ta'ama aharin da'adif mehay. He just thought that maybe Rabbi Eliezer had a better scenario. I mean, you're right. If you have no choice, then you can explain the Gemara like Rabbi Eliezer. In the case of the movie, in all these cases, you need to get one clarity. Whether it's Hatzi Kofir, like Rabbi Eliezer wanted to say, you don't have to pay, or it's the Shloshim Shekalim, it all is learned from the words Baal HaShon Naki. He doesn't have to pay. But the Baal HaShon Naki has to be telling me a Hiddush. It cannot be telling me something that I could deduce on my own brain. The assumption is all these payments are working with the guidelines of a tam. What's the guidelines of a tam? Migufo shel behema. But in the case where the animal kills in gufo shel behema, so therefore the always the claim is what's the havamina? Of course you don't pay. So therefore you have to create a scenario where the animal killed and the animal is still alive. So therefore you still have gufo. So if you remember the Rabbi Eliezer yesterday's daf said he killed al pi edehad. So therefore the animal's still alive. So you have a case. Or he killed and he's modeh. Good. Or he killed and was mitkavent for this guy and he killed another guy. Look, creating scenarios. So the Biyaki also created a scenario. You know, oh, tell case where the guy slaughtered it before Gemardin, where there's a considered hana'a, the animal's mutar bana'a. So the animal's still alive. So you would have thought. Oh, so say that for the Biyaki. What did you question the Biyaki? Oh, what's the guy? Say whatever you said for yourself, say for him. You're right. He could have said it, but he thought the Biyaki might have another answer, and he did. You should have answered that to Rabbi Akiva. Which means, why didn't you say, oh, you know what my hadush is? Hatzi kofir? My hadush of hatzi kofir is in the case where the animal has a value. Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer himself say that answer? So comes again what I'm saying. Amalecha. So Rabbi Eliezer comes along and says, "Hatam, who didn't kaven harog et behema ve'harag et adam?" In the case that Rabbi Eliezer gave, what was his case? That kaven harog behema, right? And he killed the adam, so the animal does not get stoned. Deshor lav bar katalahu, right? The animal's not getting killed, and still what? Klal. Desal katatakamina nehayev. In the case where the animal's not getting killed, then you had to have, to say, well, maybe there's gufo shel behema, so maybe you have to pay hatzi kofir. And still, I told you that in a scenario where the animal is not hayav mita, you don't pay hatzi kofir. It's tarich ra le me'ute, and you need a pasuk baal hashon haki to tell me hadush that why you don't pay hatzi kofir. Aval ha'acha, de me'ikara bar katalava, lo tzarich ra afagav deshachteh. But in a case that you actually slaughtered it before Gemardin, where the animal's not a bar katala bichlal, so therefore I don't need a pasuk of Baal HaShon Naki to come along, because here the animal's a bar katala. So he's in a case where the animal's not a bar katala, where this gufo shel behema, so there I would have thought, oh, maybe I have to pay hatzi kofir, because the animal has a value of it. It's not a bar katala. And still I told you that Baal HaShon Naki told me no hatzi kofir in the case where the animal is a bar katala. You just have to slaughter it early. Certainly you wouldn't have to pay hatzi kofir. So I don't have to give you that answer. I gave you an answer that automatically settles this case. I'm giving you a bigger hadush. That even in a case where the animal, see, again, it's better when you say the animal's not a bar katala, but when you say the animal's not a bar katala, you're not killing it. Bitkaven laruk et ha-behema v'harag et ha-adam. Is the animal supposed to die? No. Also, the animal has a value then. So I would have thought, Hatzi Kofir, maybe since the animal has a shofi, pay it. And still the pasuk comes and tells me, Baal HaShon Naki. Because again, in the case where the animal is a bar katala, where it has no value. So you happen to slaughter it early before the Gemara Din. Certainly, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're not going to pay hatzikofet. So that's the Rabbi Eliezer. Or the Rabbi Akiva Namer. Oh, back to the Rabbi Akiva. Or the Rabbi Akiva Namer vaday hachi ava, which means it's a question we ask. Which means just like the Rabbi Eliezer didn't have to give this scenario because it's pashut that if the animal is a bar katala, like in a case over here with the animal gored, so it's supposed to, and you happen to slaughter it early, I don't need a pasuk to teach me hatzikov, it's pashut, you're not. So for the Rabbi Akiva, the same thing. If the animal is a bar katala, it's pashut that you're not going to pay shilushim shil evit. So we're back to the question. Rabbi Akiva, you told me Bala Shonaki teaches me what? That the shor that kills an Eved doesn't have to pay Shiloshim. And you want to tell me, you told me Peshitta. Oh, you know what the case is talking about? Well, the animal has a value. What's the difference? Bottom line, it's a bar katala. Bottom line, it's supposed to be put to death. And if it's supposed to be put to death, Peshitta, you're not going to pay the Shiloshim Shekel. So back to the question, what did you need a pasuk of Bala Shonaki for Rabbi Akiva? Lekaura, your scenario is pasuk. Because if the animal's being put to death, it has no value. You give me a kid to be slaughtered early. Still it's pashut. Since it's a bar katala, and the whole payment is going to come to gufo shel behemah, I'm going to learn it from there. Therefore, the chayda, what was your chidush of lashon naki? Ela amarav aseh. Hay milta mipi de gabra rabba shamiyali. This item I heard from a gabra rabba. Umanu, and who's the gabra rabba? Who's the great man? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina. Salkadatach Amina. Here we go. I would have thought hadush like this. Hu'il va'amar Rabbi Akiva. Now we have Rabbi Akiva Shita, which we're going to learn. Af tam shehaval be'adam meshalem be'motar nezek shalem. We know a tam. What's a tam? Shor shenagah tashor. One shor goes another shor. Tam meshalem hatzinezek. But let's say a shor and an adam get into a fight. The shor damages the adam damages the shor. There's damages on both sides. So what do you have to do? The owner of the shor is going to have to pay the difference in damages. If let's say the shor damaged the adam more than the adam damaged the shor. So it says Rabbi Akiva holds tam shechaval be'adam. Mishalim bimotar, you're going to have to pay the difference, nezek shalim. Oh, full damages. That means Rabbi Akiva Shita is that which we say, tam pays chatsi nezek, is only by shor shenagach shor. But shor shenagach adam, even a tam pays already, nezek shalim. Oh, put that in your minds. So once already, the Rabbi Akiva held that a tam pays nezek shalem shahaval et adam mishtalem name deme eved me'aliyah. So I would have thought, now let's go slow. How do you pay nezek shalem? Nezek shalem you don't pay from the animal. L'chara nezek shalem you pay from your pocket. Right? Hatzi nezek is not more than the worth of the animal. But nezek shalem means what? You're 1,000. The animal's only worth 50. What do you do? Take 950 out of your pocket. Right? So I would have thought, just like by a short tam, shenagach adam, the guy's got to go mina aliyah, meaning out of pocket. So too I would have said that a shor that kills an eved, I would also say what? Go out of pocket. Forget about it. Who cares? The animal has no value. The animal's no value. You're killing the animal. So what? Pay mina aliyah. Just like a short time, shenagach adam mishalek nezek shalem min aliyah. So, nezek shalem, because that's he didn't kill him. That's because nezek shalem. So I would say that maybe when he kills an eved, also he has to pay the payment min aliyah. So machpatli with the din of, I don't give you slaughtering the animal. You're killing the animal. The animal has no value. Machpatli, you don't pay from the animal. And therefore, katav nachmanav bala shor naki, to teach me even in such a case, you don't have to pay. Look at Rashi. Nishlam deme eved me'aliyah. Vafagav demiktil. Even though you're killing the animal, so what? Teha legabe habalat adam. En torah tam alav. Ve en niftar betarat avi'u lebetin. Which means, in the case of tam, a short time that gored an Adam. Right? What do we say? Nezek Shalem. And we don't say that the owner can say, bring the short to Betty. Bring the short. I don't care where the short is. You got to pay for your pocket. Mishalem min aliyah, Nezek Shalem. So similarly, I would have thought that when the short kills an Eved, the owner cannot say, bring the sword to Betin. Bring it to Betin. Bring it to Betin. Even though the sword's getting stoned, I'm not telling you to pay from the animal. Pay it from your pocket. Kamashmalan, bala sunnaki. That what? When he kills the alien, he doesn't have to pay. He says, I'm sorry, no good. Rabbi Akiva legizize. Rabbi Akiva broke his fist. That literally means, tavre legizize. Gizize, a fist. Which means what he held, he retracted a little. So therefore, that what you just said that Rabbi Akiva holds, tavre legizize, he pulled back, he broke his fist. Ow! Netanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Akiva omer, yachol yishalem ben aliyah, atam shehaval beadam. Rabbi Akiva himself is talking now. You think, even though I'm telling you, it's nezek shalem. You think that it's min aliyah? That you gotta go out of pocket? No, tamud lomar, kamishpat, tazeh ya'aselo, that you pay it like a regular tam of an animal, migufo mishalim, ve'enu mishalim min aliyah. So even though it's a nezek shalim, but it's not gonna be more than the value of the animal. Oh, if that's the case. So therefore we're back to the question. What did you need to tell me? That a shor that kills an eved, you don't have to pay the 30. What do you mean? The animal has no value. The animal's getting stoned. Let the owner say, what do I got to pay anything for? They're going to bring me the animal. And therefore, that which you wanted to bring your chadush in Rabbi Akiva was faulty. Because you thought Rabbi Akiva held that shor she'nagah adam. Mishalim min aliyah. It's not so. Although it's nezek shalem, but it's megufo. By a shor that kills an eved in gufo shel behema, because the guf is getting killed. So therefore, I don't need a pasuk ba'ala shor nakit to tell me that you don't pay shloshim shevet. It's obvious that you're not going to pay the shloshim shevet. So we're back to the question of Yakiva. What's the hadush of ba'ala shor nakit that you don't pay shloshim shevet? El amarava, it's terich. You need it. Why? Sagada da kamina u'il u'mehmirani be'eved yotin be'ben horim. Because in one scenario, killing an eved is more strict than killing a ben horin, killing a regular guy. For sure, kills an eved, shor mu'ad, it's more strict than if it killed a ben horin. Why? She ben horin yafe sela noten sela, shiloshim noten shiloshim, ve'eved yafe sela noten shiloshim, mishtalem nami deme eved min aliyah, kadav rachmana ba'ala shor naki. Shor mu'ad kills a guy. You have to pay kofir. What's the kofir? Whatever the guy's worth. He's worth one shekel, you pay one shekel. He's worth 50 shekel, you pay 50 shekel. But a shor mu'ad that kills an eved, what's the deen? 30. Even if he's worth one. Oh, so you see what? By an eved, killing him. In one scenario, it's stringent. So I would have thought that what? That in the case of a shor tam that kills an eved, I would have said what? Maybe you pay it min aliyah. And therefore, even though the shor is not worth anything because you're killing it, maybe you have to pay it out of pocket because you see it has a stringency. Kamashwalan ba'al ashor naki? No. Even though the animal doesn't have any worth, I would have thought maybe you have to pay min aliyah. I pay it from out of pocket. Huh? Oh, but in one scenario, but go the other way. Go the other way. In a case where Adam is worth one, you pay one. Where the Eved is worth one, you're paying 30. So you see that what? It has a stringency. So I would have thought that what? That maybe a Tam kills an Eved, pay. Pay me out. Even though the animal's never worth. Pay me an aliyah. Kamash malan ba'alashor naki. Hamza Gemaran says, Tanya kivate derava. Okay, that which we just said, we have a bright that is support. Ba'al ashor naki. Rabbi Akiva omer naki mideme eved. Good. He's clean, he does not have to pay deme eved. That's right. That is short tam that kills an Eved does not have to pay 30 shekalim. Exactly like the Biakiva just said, like we learned.
Oh, v'alodinu.
So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What do you need a pasuk for? Rabbi Akiva, excuse me, what do you need Baal HaShon Naki? V'alodinu. It's a kavah omer I could make.
Why? Ho'il v'chayav be'eved. V'chayav be'ben horim.
Right? You kill an Eved, you got to pay. When you kill a ben horim, you got to pay.
Ma k'shechayev be'ben horim.
When it came to killing a regular guy,
chidlakta bo ben tam lemuad.
You made a chiluk between tam and muad. Tam, there's no kufr. Right? Muad, there is a kufr. Again, a regular animal. Tam that kills an adam, is there kufr? No. A muad that kills an adam, there is kufr. Therefore,
af k'shechayev be'eved, nechalek bo ben tam lemuad.
So, why should we make a difference between a Tam, an Eved and a Ben Horim, which is the Rabbi Akiva. You tell me, oh, Baal HaShon Naki. Let it work with the same guidelines as Ben Horim. Just like Ben Horim, where there's Kofit, it's only Mu'ad and not Tam. Say the same thing by a Shod that kills an Eved. It's only by a Mu'ad that you pay and not by a Tam. So what do I need the Pasuk for the Rabbi Akiva? And secondly,
the Od, Kavahomer,
I'll make a Kavahomer.
Uma ben Horim, shenoten kol shovyo.
Ben Horim, where he kills, you're paying the full value of the guy in the kofir.
Still chilakta ben tam de muad.
Eved, she'eno noten ela shloshim. Even if he's worth more, let's say the Eved is worth 100, you're only paying 30.
Enodin shenachlok bo ben tam de muad.
So that was the claim of the Braita against the Bi'akiva. What do you need a pasuk for? Number one, let it work with the same guidelines of a Ben Horin. That there's a haluk between, kofir between a Tam and a Mu'ad. So make the same haluk between an Eved that kills, that Shod kills an Eved. There's a haluk, Mu'ad will pay 30 shekel and Tam no. What about Shulaki? And anyway, make a Kavahomer. Uma, when it comes to a Ben Horin, that you pay his value, and still there's a haluk between a Tam and a Mu'ad, Eved. Where sometimes you don't pay its value. Sometimes the Eved is worth more, and you only pay 30. Certainly we should make a haluk between Tam and Mu'ad, and therefore Tam shouldn't have to pay. Therefore, what do you bring me a pasuk for? It's obvious.
So Gemara says, no.
Rabbi Akiva comes back and says, no, I need a pasuk. You know why?
Mahmirani be'Eved yotem ben horin.
Because sometimes an Eved is going to be more strict than a ben horin. Why?
She'ben horin yafeh sela noten sela, shiloshim noten shiloshim. Ve'eved yafeh sela noten shiloshim.
An Eved, even if he's only worth one, you still have to pay 30, which is more strict.
Yachod yechayav, I might have to, you have to pay min aliyah,
even if the tam kills him.
Tamud lomar baal hashon naki naki medeme
Eved. That is the chidush of Rabbi Akiva, that indeed he is patur medeme Eved. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen.